Thank you and good morning. At 2 o'clock this afternoon, local residents will have the opportunity to attend the McKinleyville Community Services District's groundbreaking ceremony for their new teen and community center. Partnering with the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods, the Community Services District will unveil to the public the groundwork for the new community center. When complete, the 6,700-square-foot addition to the district's already existing recreation and activity center will feature multiple activities and leadership programs for the community. The center will also be able to hold big events, as it could seat up to 450 residents. The City of Eureka will be performing sidewalk construction this morning, and residents are reminded to be cautious when driving or walking near the work areas. Construction will be on the east side of Campton Road going north and south of Fern Drive. Heavy industrial vehicles are going to be at the construction sites, and the sidewalks will be closed at the two locations. Construction will continue until 6 o'clock this evening, and pedestrians and bicyclists are asked to be extremely cautious and make yourself visible to construction workers. Motorists are also asked to drive slowly and be alert for vehicles on the side of the road. Humboldt County native Paul Shanahan has been chosen to take over the position of president at the St. Bernard's Academy. The academy announced the hire on Monday, although the decision was already set in March. Shanahan will no longer be the interim president, a role that he took in January. Shanahan is an alumnus of St. Bernard's, graduating in 1990. He then accrued 21 years of experience in education, being a principal and a teacher out of the county. In 2011, he returned to Humboldt County, taking the role of being the Academy's Dean of Academics as well as a teacher. St. Bernard's issued a statement saying it's clear Shanahan is excited to be back at a place where it all began, and he looks forward to seeing all the potential the Academy has to evolve in the future. Humboldt Lieutenant Wayne Hansen provided updated numbers from the Wichpec area garden sweep that started last Monday. On Tuesday, Hansen said that a total of 20 search warrants were served at different parcels of property, each having water diversion and environmental degradation. 43,000 plants were eradicated and up to 1,000 pounds of processed bud were seized, but those numbers could rise as Yurok Tribal Police remain on scene. On Monday, sheriff's deputies were at another marijuana growing operation located near the Humboldt Redwoods Company timberland in the McCann area. Deputies arrived on scene and 270 plants were located and destroyed. Deputies were unable to locate any suspects on scene and no arrests were made. Sheriff's deputies are conducting a death investigation into a Garberville assault over the weekend that left an Atlanta, Georgia resident on life support. 37-year-old Kanal Lamb was involved in a dispute with a woman in the 700 block of Locust Street. Lamb attempted to remove the woman's child from her vehicle during the argument and he was met by four men who had dogs accompanying them. Deputies say the men and their dogs chased Lamb on foot when Lamb struck his head on the ground after falling. He was transported to the Gerald Phelps Hospital and deputies were notified that Lamb was on life support with no brain activity. His family is mulling the decision whether to take him off of life support. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. People are increasing their dependence on technology and connectivity. A prime example is shopping online, as a report recently surfaced that electronic commerce sales worldwide reached nearly $1.5 trillion in 2014. With technology continuing to grow in popularity in online shopping, more security measures are being taken to ensure that consumers' credit and debit cards are safe from hackers. Redwood Capital Bank CEO John Dalby says his bank is more prepared than ever.
I would say that we're probably more attuned to cybersecurity than we've ever have been, and we have to be. The hackers are getting more and more sophisticated, and they're moving so quickly, and they're going after right now, you know, the low hanging fruit, which is, you know, the big pots of credit card data, and then they can sell those and so forth.
Dalby pointed to a method hackers use where they capture credit card numbers used at businesses, and recently a local merchant experienced this issue.
We tracked it back because we had a lot of our clients saying, you know, hey, somebody got my credit card number, I didn't make this charge, et cetera, et cetera. So we looked at each of those clients and we found they all had the same merchant that they went to. And then we went to that merchant and said, you know, hey, something's going on here. And of course, they weren't aware of it. Somebody had hacked into their system and was capturing everything that they were capturing.
One thing is certain, as technology increases, more methods will have to be improved to prevent information and identity theft. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan.